Now, since this is not a linguistics class, I've tried to avoid the jargon and the complex diagrams which are essential to a real explanation of the transformational process, that is, the process by which the deep structure is converted into the surface structure. But the main thing is that we can now see two utterly different sentences, active and passive, and realize that they both have exactly the same deep structure. Jack, love, Jill, in both cases. Only the sentence on the right has undergone a passive transformation. You see that big word passive there in the right-hand diagram? That is the transformation. Transformation, that's the key word. What exactly is a transformation? Okay, Chomsky says, look, here are two sentences that are obviously related. In fact, mean the same thing, but have completely different structures. How do we get from one to the other? Obviously, one has been transformed into the other, the active into the passive. And that power to transform, he says, is a genetic endowment we all share. If it weren't, and had to be learned laboriously over the years, how come any child can do it in any language? A child is born, let's say, with capacity to learn sentences, right? Let's say he learns three basic ones. The man hit the ball, I like green ice cream, and Chomsky loves Skinner. That won't get him very far. But what does get him far is his equally innate capacity to learn certain types of rules that will transform those sentences into exponentially greater numbers of them. These rule types are called transformations, and they are the combustion engines of language.